He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the January the 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, sloppy start to the market today again. Sloppy start to the market this year. Well, the January effect, we'll see. Next Friday is the deadline. By next Friday or this Friday, we will know whether or not January was positive or not. Not that that stamps this whole thing in concrete or anything like that, but it has been a pretty good indicator over the years. And as you know, I put up the yellow flag on December 31st of last year. And I said, watch out for the first few weeks in the month of January. There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of people sitting on big profits right now. There's more reasons to sell right now than there are to buy. And I've had the yellow flag up. By attrition, my cash level has been rising. And I'll give you an update here today. Right now, we have the Dow down 91 points. We are creeping back ever so slowly to the 16,000 level. We're at 16,105 on the Dow. The S&P 500 is down 12 today. That's 0.7%. No doubt we'll have a down week when all is tabulated. The S&P 500 is at 1815. The NASDAQ is down 35 today. The NASDAQ has been the leadership index in the world. It's also the most vulnerable index in the world. It's down 35 today to 4,183. And that is 0.8%. Gold likes this. It's up a little bit to 1268. And we've got the 10-year yield also coming back down a little bit to 2.73. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. As many of you know, on January 1st of this year, for the first time in many months, I put up the yellow flag on the market. I've had a green flag flying. There's only three colors. There's yellow, there's green, and there's red, just like the Indianapolis 500. When the green flag is up, it's 200 miles an hour or whatever they do these days. I've lost track, and they maneuver in and out. And they're trying to pass one another, and that proverbial pedal is to the metal. And I've had that green flag flying as we soared in 2013 to 40% gains in our aggressive growth accounts. Many of our aggressive growths in the model portfolio that I publish every week in my newsletter. Our income portfolio up almost 22% in 2013. It was pedal to the metal. And then what happens in the Indianapolis 500 from time to time? The rain increases, oil spill on the track, debris on the track, like a muffler. You hate to hit a muffler at 205 miles per hour. That can wreak havoc. And they put up the yellow flag, and they all got to slow down. Slow down. Let's take an assessment of where we are in this thing, and let's clear the debris from the track. We started 2014, I believe, with a little bit of debris on the track. And there's still a little bit of debris on the track. And we've got to clear that debris. And if it gets any worse, if a tornado comes, is approaching Indianapolis, which I think from time to time they've had their twisters down there, then we put up the red flag. And we pull into the harbor. And maybe we make money on inverse funds and on pawn shops and on muffler shops and whatever else, dollar stores, whatever else does well in a snotty market like 2008. But right now, I continue to fly a yellow flag. Here's the debris that's on the track. We still have a big Fed meeting. You know what? I think this is going to be one of the biggest Fed meetings in a long time. It's like a first date. That first date is all important. If things don't go well on that first date, there's probably not going to be another date, is there? We're not going to like this person. Or that meeting, we're going to fall in love all over again with the Fed that's been juicing our punch bowl and has been keeping the punch bowl spiked for several years now through money printing. They call it quantitative easing. It sounds better than printing money in the basement, doesn't it? Sounds a little easier on the ears. Doesn't sound quite as nefarious. We're doing quantitative easing down here. Yeah, you're printing money down in the basement. You know what you're doing. And then it turned into, instead of money printing to pay all of our bills and to handle all of our debts, it was buying back our own debt. All right? We're the buyers of our debt. Maybe nobody else will buy it. I don't know. We're going to soon find out, aren't we, whether anybody else will buy our debt. China is not so healthy these days, is it? So we'll see how the bond market stands on its own. Another bit of debris on the track. And that first date will happen next Tuesday with Miss Yellen. We'll go to a nice restaurant, you know, and talk. See if she likes long walks on the beach or afternoon sunsets. Punch spiked in the punch bowl. Keep the market rolling or not. Or whether she's a grouchy old thing and wants to rein things in. We just don't know. She's been strangely quiet. Another bit of debris we got on the track is coming from that Chinese entrant. The first time China enters a car in the Indianapolis 500. No, I'm just kidding. But they do play a big part in the global economy. And China's got a little bit more than the sniffles right now. It has a cold. PMI, the Producers Manufacturing Index. Things aren't as robust in China as they once were. China having a bit of a credit issue, borrowing not taking place, lending not taking place, things kind of grinding to a halt there. They're not buying up commodities like they used to. And of course, that's shown up in our commodity index and commodity prices and gold prices and coal prices, cement prices, iron ore prices, steel prices for a long time right now. Commodities have been a horrible investment. And at one time, they were the best place to be. Anything commodity related, the ships that haul the commodities, the railroads that haul the commodities, anything commodity related, give it to me, put it in my portfolio. You would have thought I was an expert on iron ore and molybdenum back in 2007 because that's what my portfolios were chock full of. Now it's 2014 and we talk about things like eczema and diabetes and genetic sequencing. You'd think Gunderson, he's an expert on the biotechs. He must have went to medical school. Well, I didn't go to medical school. I did have a few thoughts about being a doctor when I was in high school till they took us on a field trip to San Diego State University, where the basketball team is currently ranked number 7 in the nation. I had to get that in. Steve Fisher and his Aztecs. Every game is sold out now in San Diego at the San Diego State Viejas Arena. We're number 7 in the nation. But anyways, they took us out there on a field trip, and they took us to the cadaver room at San Diego State. Oh, boy, that's a thrill. And right then and there, I decided, you know what? I don't think I want to be a doctor anymore. It just wasn't something that I got into. Dissecting cats was about as much as I could take. But, you know, my hat is off to all of you gastrointestinal people and cardiologists and general practitioners and those that work on the human body. I like numbers. I like crunching numbers, and I look at valuations and things like that, which brings me to another piece of debris on the track. We have valuation issues out there. 19.14 was where we were last Friday, forward P.E. ratio on the market. That's the highest it's been since this bull began in March of 2009. And there's this mentality, you see. Sentiment has a lot to do with the market. Giddiness can turn to fear very, very quickly. And most people in the market right now are sitting on profits. They're sitting on gains. And people sitting on profits and sitting on gains are very protective of those profits and those gains. Any kind of a whimper in their stocks, and they're out the door. There's more reasons right now to sell than there are to buy. Now, I'm not saying that this bull market is over, and I'm not saying that it's time to flee for the hills. I still have about a 70% position in the market. I bought two new stocks yesterday. One of them I'm going to talk about here and feature it today. So it's not over until it's over. But I do have a yellow flag flying until we get this debris cleared from the track. That big muffler called Yellen. Well, we'll get a look and see next Tuesday when we come and get that piece of debris off the track and get a little bit of direction from her. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
right place, but must have been the wrong time.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I got a question asked of me yesterday via Twitter, which I think is on a lot of people's minds right now. So I think this probably relates to a lot of investors right now. The question went this way: what do you make of this week's market jitters? And my answer was very simple. It's the same answer I always give. You have to take it on a stock-by-stock basis. Yeah, I mean, obviously the headlines are market down triple digits, market down third day in a row, worst day since August 2013. That's the headlines. But underneath the headlines, you have to look at your individual companies, which I do on a daily basis. And most of my companies, 70% of my holdings right now, as of now, continue to hold up well. And some are even hitting new highs in the midst of all of this market jitters. It's a bunch of small decisions that have to be made on a daily basis and not this big drama king, drama queen decision. I'm going to cash. Well, if you only own one thing, I guess, if you own the S&P 500 index, I could see the reasoning behind that. But if you own 100 different things like I do, spread out amongst four different portfolios with about 25 or 30 in each individual one, you're better off making 25 small decisions on a daily basis. And I make those 25 small decisions by looking at the individual stock that I own. Let's just take one right now. Let's pull up Jazz Pharmaceutical. Jazz. I don't see any reason right now, at least as I sit here today, and this could change very rapidly, I see no reason to sell my Jazz Pharmaceutical right now. The chart is still strong. The valuation is still good. The ranking is still in the top 10. That's one decision. 99 to go. And on and on and on. That's how I handle the market. It's a market of stocks. It's not a stock market. It is a stock market, but it's also, more importantly, a market of stocks. Now, let's just do another example. In the 401k model portfolio, the mutual fund portfolio, I have a big position in the Fidelity Select Biotech Fund. Let's take a look at a chart of FBIOX. Wow, is that extended? Holy cow, is that straight up since January? But as I sit here today, I don't see any reason to run for the exit right now, even though we've had a few down, triple-digit down days this week. Two down, 98 to go. Okay, let's take a look at one more here. Let's take a look at Priceline.com, just picking these at random. I see no reason to sell my Priceline.com. It's consolidating a little bit at $1,200. Don't forget, I wrote about it in my book when it was $400. Now it's $1,200. The new book, almost. We're working on it. If I could just get a little bit of free time maybe this weekend, maybe we'll get that thing done. The Chargers going to the playoffs didn't help. That cost me a day or two. But we'll get that thing done. I see no reason to sell Priceline. Three down, 97 to go. That's how I handle market jitters. And that's my answer to what do you make of these market jitters. Now, I also continue to find some decent stocks right now. You know what? In a relative world, there's always something at the top of the heap. And that's where the Best Stocks Now app comes in quite handy. Because while I'm walking home from work, doing my exercise in the afternoons and calling people, the app is crunching numbers based on the formulas that I've entered into it. And in the end comes out a top 200 stocks, top 300, top 100, top 10, however deep you want to go. These are the best stocks in the market. And I do those the same way. I look at them one at a time and see if there's anything out there that interests me. Especially the stock charts. I like to fine-tune. That's how I fine-tune and pick the buy points and pick the sell points, is by the stock charts. And I saw one, I believe it was yesterday, that I liked. I've had this stock on my watch list for a while now. And it makes sense from several angles here. Let's go over the particulars of this particular stock. This is a stock that we didn't need 10 years ago. This is a stock that we didn't need 5 years ago. In fact, I think this company, let's see when they came public. The company came public in 2012 at $6 a share, and now it's $19 per share. It's tripled. And with current events in the world and things that have happened, I think maybe this could be a boost for this stock at the current time. Okay, let's figure out where they're headquartered. And I hear their ads on the radio a lot. In fact, on the Salem networks, I hear their ads a lot. They're headquartered in Tempe, Arizona. We'll all be going in March to catch a few spring training games, get some warmth. Hey, all you in Minnesota and Cleveland, because Minnesota goes to Florida. Cleveland goes, the Chicago White Sox, they go to Arizona, the Cactus League, and several other teams go to the Cactus League, and it's about 70 degrees, and it's a field of dreams down there in March. It's just a short five-hour drive from San Diego. Beautiful place. But over there in Tempe is a company called LifeLock. What does LifeLock do? They provide proactive identity theft protection services for consumers and identity risk assessment and fraud protection. I don't think there's anybody out there anymore who hasn't been touched in one way or another by identity theft. We were one of the ones. My wife had shopped at Target in the weeks leading up to the big breach there, and she received a notification that, you know what, we got an extra eye out on your cards and whatnot because your information was part of the breach. And I think that's got to help when 60 million people are affected, and, you know, there's going to be more breaches. It just seems that hacking is a industry. Maybe it's a sector in the market. Maybe we should have a sector in the market, computer hackers. They should form a publicly traded company. But it's a way of life now. And LifeLock, you know, that's what they do. They seek to protect you from identity theft. Let's look at the performance of the stock real quickly. It now has a 12-month track record. It's up 116% over the last 12 months. And it continues to rise. And you can see how it broke out just the other day to new all-time highs. It's a small cap stock. It's a U.S.-based stock. Those are both sweet spots in the market. It's in the financial sector, I guess. Security, technology, all of those combined into one nice, neat package. When I do the math on LifeLock and project out a 5-year target price, I get a target price of about 36. It's currently trading at 19. It passes my valuation test. It passes my performance test. And as I look at a chart of the stock, it's very, very strong. In fact, it comes in at number 159 out of 3,791 stocks. Now, having said that, there's no guarantees. It's just an example of a best stock now. Not a best stock of yesteryear, but a best stock now. And it's one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. We'll be back for the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as you can tell, we've had a sloppy start to the year 2014, just as I kind of predicted we would. Put up the yellow flag on January 1st of this year and said it's time to be a little bit cautious in the market. There's some debris on the track. And we went through and covered and continue to cover what that debris is. There's debris from China with their slowdown. There's debris from the Fed with really kind of their non-communication, which, you know, Bernanke was very good at communicating and keeping us posted on his intentions and reassuring us and a positive reinforcement. And we haven't been getting that. The market's kind of looking for a little bit of positive reinforcement here. There's still a lot more reasons to sell than there are to buy right now. A lot of people sold in 2013. They did all the selling they could because of tax gains and whatnot, and now they're probably selling some here in 2014. You also have the asset allocators decreasing their position in stocks and increasing their position in bonds, and you've seen that in the first 2-3 weeks of this year. You've seen the bond market with a little tiny rally, and you've seen the stock market with the sell-off, with the, I believe, major reallocation. If 60% of the people in my business are asset allocators, they're increasing their exposure to the bond market, which is driving interest rates down for now. And they're decreasing their big gains from the stock market last year, which is driving, putting pressure on the market. So we're just going to see where the dust settles, get all the debris cleared off the track. In the meantime, I find one here and I find one there and I put it away in the portfolios. But I also have a very, very tight leash on everything that I own right now. I'm another guy sitting on some huge, huge profits in many, many stocks. There's more reasons for me to sell right now than there are to buy, unless I see things that really jump off the page at me, which LifeLock did earlier this week. There was another one, too, that I bought that will show up in the newsletter this weekend, which I write every single weekend. You can look at my aggressive growth portfolio. How were we able to get 40% gains last year? Because we were in the right places at the right time. What are we doing now in that portfolio? I publish that every single week, pwstreet.com. How were we able to get 22%, 21% gains in our income portfolio, for heaven's sakes, a year that the bond market got clocked? You can take a look. It's there every week. How were we able to get 30% plus gains in our 401k? Mutual fund portfolio by being in the right places at the right time, by not sitting in cash, not being in the bond market, not being in the emerging markets, not being in precious metals, being in the right areas. And what are we doing in that portfolio right now with the debris on the track? What should you be doing in your 401k right now with a little bit of change in the wind here in the market over the last several weeks? Take a look at the newsletter this week. Again, I give out 4 free weeks, PW Street, that's pwstreet.com. And if you look at your portfolio that someone else is managing or you're managing, maybe here's the advantage I have over the guy that manages his own portfolio. I've said this many times. I put in 10 hours a day doing this. This is my 20th year. I'm in my 20th year of doing this. Sitting here looking at hundreds and hundreds of charts every single day. Does that give me any kind of inside advantage? No. It's just that when you're surrounded by it, when I go fishing to a new location, I scout out and find the best guide. The guy who's been out on the water hundreds of times, knows the water like the back of his hand, knows where the fish are hanging out. I don't want to waste my time with some guy that just moved down there and is learning the business. That's the advantage I have over, I think, the individual investor that's doing it himself. I have the time, and I've been navigating these waters for a long time, and yet I still see things that I never thought I'd see. You never know what's going to happen. And the advantage I believe that I have over the most people that manage money in my business is they don't put in the time. They're asset allocators. They plug you into their asset allocation and say goodbye, shake your hand, and say, let's set up an appointment for next year at this time. You know, I'm an active manager. I'm not a passive manager. So everybody has to decide for themselves what kind of management they're happy with. I'm also defensive. You know, I have to protect during the downtimes. My job is to make money when things are going good, to make hay while the sun shines. And when the winter storms come into the market, I've got to make sure I've got some hay put away to get through the winter months, to feed the horses, to feed the cattle when there's no hay growing on the ground. So, you know, is it a perfect system? No. Do I make mistakes all the time? You know, I don't. There's things that happen, exterior forces come along, and you have no control over those things. But we do the best we can, and you could look at the aggregate, the bottom line, of the work that we've produced here through the radio show, through the app, through the articles we write, through the newsletter that goes out every week. All right, let's take a look at another one. Let's go to San Jose, where next year, I believe, the San Francisco 49ers will have a new stadium. And the 49ers just missed going to the Super Bowl by this much, right? You remember the catch? They still call it the catch for Montana. Was it to Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone? Well, this time, instead of the catch, it was the interception that will probably go down in history that cost San Francisco a chance at going to the playoffs. And I'm sure the folks up in Seattle could care less. You know, it was good for them and it was bad for San Francisco. But there's a company up there that really kind of changed the world. In a way, it made people self-employed, just like that. I know a lot of people, several people, that have actually made a living by being an eBay seller. Know a guy, he sells baseball cards on eBay, makes a living. I mean, he sells pallets full of baseball cards, not onesies and twosies, but, you know, trailer loads on eBay. eBay is a $70 billion company. But the question I have, is eBay a best stock now? Carl Icahn says it is. He's investing in eBay. And we've approached that question in the past. Is it a good idea to follow these billionaires around and invest what they're investing in? I used to know a guy in my days when I used to go to the horse races with my dad. My dad loved the horse races. And we have, you know, Southern California's got some Santa Anita, Hollywood Park, they're tearing down. They're having a big auction this week, probably on eBay, selling off remnants of Hollywood Park, which is being torn down. And just down south in Tijuana, we had Agua Caliente Racetrack. I knew some guys that used to stand in the big bettors window, stand right next to it, and listen in what the big guys, what the owners were betting on. And you know, when I looked at these guys and saw what they were wearing and the cars that they were driving and the sad look on their face at the end of the day, I figured, you know, that's probably not a system that really works because it's not working for him. Then they would go bet. They would run to the window when they found out that the owner was betting on his horse. What owner is not going to bet on his horse, right? Anyway, not a very good system. So, Icahn, does he have any information that you and I don't have? I'll tell you what he has. He has muscle. He goes in there and demands change and nominates people for the board of directors and whatnot. You and I can't do that. But he's into eBay right now. How about you and I? Should we follow Carl Icahn to the window and put our money down, plunk our money down on eBay right now? What does it take to be a best stock now? In my opinion, it takes, number one, performance. How has eBay done recently? eBay's been a pretty good stock over the years. But what about lately? Over the last 10 years, eBay has delivered market returns. That's right. While the market's delivered 4.8% per year, eBay has delivered 4.7% per year. Just a little bit worse than what the market's returned. How about the most recent 12 months? The market over the last 12 months is up 22.3%. eBay's up 2.9%. Now, in the interim, it had a good five-year run. It had a good three-year run. But I'm looking over the long haul, which has been market returns under Meg Whitman. I think Meg Whitman kind of got out at the right time of eBay. Now she's at Hewlett-Packard trying to turn things around after her unsuccessful run for governor of California. eBay gets a performance grade of B. It gets a momentum grade of C-. Valuation's not bad. It's no longer a 25-30% grower. It's now a 14% grower. It's trading at 15 times forward earnings. I have about an 80% upside potential on the shares. Out of 3,791 stocks, eBay comes in at number 1,514. I'm interested in that top 200-300, and eBay's not there right now. Good luck to Carl Icahn with your efforts on eBay. I'm going to go do my own handicapping. We'll be right back. Let's
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's a time where we're seeing some change in the wind in the market. And I've warned you all along that this bull market is not going to last forever. There will come a time when it's over. Is it over yet? I don't think it's over yet. But we're obviously entering into a new little phase here. And we'll have to see whether or not this will be a secondary correction within a primary trend, or if this is the change to a primary trend. Because for the last almost 5 years now, the primary trend has been up. That's another name for a bull market. And we'll examine this weekend in the newsletter, just like we do every other weekend. We'll begin by looking at the big picture. We'll look at the charts of the market, and we'll see what kind of damage has been done to the technical pictures of the overall market. Next, we'll take a look at where we're at year to date. We'll assess what's working, what's not working, is anything working. Next, we'll assess the current rankings of the asset classes to see if the defensive asset classes are starting to rise. If the offensive ones that have been leading this go-go market for the last 15 months are beginning to falter, and we'll look at some charts within those asset classes to see what's looking good right now, if anything's looking good right now. And then we'll break it down even further into the sectors of the market, and we'll see if there's any sectors on the rise, if there's any sectors starting to falter. And then we get into the individual stocks, the aggressive growth portfolio, where I've been raising some cash recently after a really good year last year, somewhere in the 35 to 40% area. All mostly small cap stocks. That's where we made the money in 2013. Haven't really figured out where we're going to make the money yet. We still own a lot of holdovers from last year. We've introduced a few new ones into the portfolio. Then we'll go into the conservative growth portfolio, the mid and large cap stocks, and see what's happening there. Raised some cash there recently. I've also bought a few new ones there recently. Turnover. Stocks rising to the top, stocks falling from grace. And then we'll go into the income portfolio, which had a great phenomenal year in 2013, and see what's working there. I have several that I've been looking at there as income potential stocks. And then we'll go into the 401k and the mutual fund portfolios to see if we need to start making any adjustments there. And then I published my top 300 list. They're ordered 1 to 300. You can look where they were at last week, 2 weeks ago, 1 month ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 1 year ago. So you can see the direction that these stocks are headed in rank. And all of this is evidence of what's going on in the market. Then we weigh it all out in our mind and we make lots of little decisions, just like we do all the time. And I'm sure there possibly could be some more sells here today. Maybe I'll find a couple to add. We'll just have to wait and see. And you can spend your weekend or spend an hour or half an hour or 15 minutes glancing at the newsletter. Read the first few pages, which has my analysis of the market, and help determine what to do in the market right now. What are we to make of this sell-off that we've seen so far in 2014? Well, I'll sum it up for you, and I'll give you my opinion. For what it's worth, you can take it or you can leave it. You can plow ahead with what you're doing, or you can take the facts that I lay out and present to you in a very clear and orderly fashion so that hopefully you can make some sense of what's going on. And I try to make it easy to understand. I don't get into big technical terms and try to show off and try to, you know, some people will do a lesson and they'll use all these big technical terms and leave me lost, and I'm scratching my head. I haven't learned anything more than when we started. But they're the expert, I figure. So, you know, those big terms and big words which lost me, somehow they know how to interpret them and everything. So I try to make it simple for you to understand. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and sign up for the newsletter. It's free. And if you want the full version, which has the model portfolios, it costs you a little bit. That information, my book, is valuable. But what I give away every week is my take on the overall market, my take on the ranking of the asset classes, and I show those every week on the free version, the sectors, where they stand, and my overall opinion on the market, right down to which flag I'm flying at the current time, green, yellow, or red. I had the green flag flying for most of the year 2013 as we had the pedal to the metal, making hay while the sun shines. And on the last newsletter of the year, I put up the yellow flag because I just saw some unknowns out there. And a lot of times, it can be as little as a changing of the calendar from one year to the next that causes the wind to change in the market, especially when you've had such a good year as you did in 2013. And I warned that 2014 is going to be a lot tougher. A lot tougher. It's going to be a stock picker's market if there ever was one. And you're going to have to tread a lot more cautiously. And there's going to come a time when the current leaders are no longer the current leaders. We have the San Diego Open this week in San Diego. Tiger Woods is here. Phil Mickelson is here. He's from here. They're playing golf just up the line about 20 miles from me. And there's a leaderboard. And you'll see a lot of movement in that leaderboard over the weekend. And guys that get hot, guys that get cold, and it's the same way in the stock market. You have an asset leaderboard, you have a sector leaderboard, and you have an individual stock leaderboard. And in the market, I believe that you want to own companies that are flourishing, that are thriving, that are just loving this current environment, as opposed to companies that are floundering right now because of concerns in China, because of still a weak jobs picture. A lot of the retail stocks hurting right now. Companies, obviously, that do a lot of business in China hurting right now. And yet other companies are flourishing right now. They're coming up with new drugs. They're coming up with new products like LifeLock. They're coming up with new cures. And you know what? We just sift through them every single day and we do the best we can. We call it the best stocks now. It's the newsletter, it's the app, and it's the show that
this
we do every
This show is not
single.
A solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.